Okay, yeah, I talked to you literally today on that handheld that was connected to the WHCMN, I think, or KFBI, I'm not sure. I think it was WHCMN, the UHF one. But yeah, I'm like only about 2, maybe 5 at its max away from Dakota's place. I want to, tomorrow, I want to drive past there, or drive past Shoemaker, see the repeater. Because of all the times I've passed repeaters, I've never noticed them or I've never seen them. And I would think it's kind of cool to see it. But that's good, his repeater's working.
Yep. Well, as the longer you're a ham, the more you start noticing antennas and towers. You'll notice antennas on cars. You'll notice towers and antennas on buildings and things like that. It's just, it comes with experience. It sounds like there may be a slight digital, I don't know, delay or maybe packet loss or something like that from the link that, I'm assuming it's the link from Dakota's repeater into the KFBI system. I'm assuming it's an internet link and not an RF link, but I don't know for sure. So there may be a certain amount of pixelation or truncation from that, but otherwise, yeah, you're super solid into the repeater. Again, the signal-to-noise ratio is excellent.